The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a correspondent lender, and what we do every morning on the show at 11 a.m. Eastern is go through our actual live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be prime jumbo loans. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, is going to do a breakdown into prime jumbo for us today. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our pricing. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up the pricing tool and let's see what the rates are looking like today.
All right, switch my screen. And we will check out the pricing tool for today. All right, so as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool. This will show us the general rates and the APR for today. It is March 13th. Just after 11 a.m., so all of our standard programs are live here. If you'd like a full breakdown, a full loan estimate that breaks down all the itemized fees that go into the APR, please get with our team members. We have over 300 licensed loan officers. For the demo today, so we can compare APRs across the programs, we'll set up a basic scenario. We'll set a $400,000 loan amount. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment, standard scenario here. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. We'll compare that to FHA. And then we'll check out our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options here. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, just let us know. USDA is only for eligible properties. If you happen to be looking in those areas, just let us know. We'll start with conforming conventional. We'll do a purchase, 30-year fixed standard loan here, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. For all the demos, we use an estimated credit score of 760 and an estimated debt-to-income ratio here of 40%. So let's check out the rates today. That's almost the same, maybe a touch higher, almost the same as yesterday here. 6.375 for two discount points and costs, or 6.622 as the final APR there. So great option for our customers to use conventional. But if our customers don't qualify using conventional programs, typically the next option we want to look at is FHA. So we'll set up the same exact scenario. And this time we'll just change it to FHA. Everything else will be identical, even though FHA allows more leniency on credit issues as well as a higher debt to income ratio. We'll keep everything identical so we can compare across the programs on the APR here. And again, about the same as it was yesterday here, 5.5 rate, 2.5 discount points and costs, puts the final APR at 6.441 here for FHA, just a touch cheaper than conventional. And this APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that is required for FHA. So it's a good option for our customers that need to use it, and our customers that qualify for both, definitely check it out. Could be a touch cheaper. So a good option here. Now, where we love to specialize is if our customer doesn't qualify for either of our standard options. Many other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer, but that's where we love to go over our 5,000 other options here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So everything else will stay the same, but now we have a new option pop up where we can change the income type. So full doc is what we use for conventional and FHA. That's 2 years of tax returns. So if our customer doesn't qualify with 2 years of tax returns, we'll typically need to use an alternative here. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs. And the investor programs here are just for investment properties. We'll show those in a second. Personal bank statement 12-month is what we use for the demo every day. We also have RSU, stated income, DOE, 1099, P&L, all kinds of options here. So the 12-month bank statement is our most popular, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times when our self-employed borrowers submit their tax returns, they may have various write-offs and may not qualify at all or just need a little more income. We can solve that problem, no tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements, and determine a debt-to-income ratio of 40% here in our example using just their cash on the bank statements. So many of our customers qualify for much more income this way. So here are the non-QM options. Amazing option at the top here, 6.875 rate for 2.05 discount points and costs. Puts the final APR at 7.243. So just about a half a point from conventional, which is absolutely amazing. So our customers that need to use these alternative programs, they're almost identical in price, which is always nice. Now, if we scroll down here, there are hundreds of variations of these programs. Some of these may allow different credit events, bankruptcies, foreclosures, other items that would cause us to not qualify. And some may allow different ways to calculate the income. So hundreds of options. Please get with our team to find the best. And before we go into Jose's example on jumbo loans, we want to do some live pricing for investors. So we'll set up our last couple demos here for investment properties. We'll do 400,000 loan amount, same setup, 80% loan to value, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional for investments. And we'll compare that with our expanded guideline non-QM options for investments. Remember, FHA, VA, USDA do not work for investment properties. So we just have these top two options here. So conforming conventional will be the first option. All we've changed is the occupancy to investment. So let's check out these options here. And a little bit of a gap still. So this portfolio option at the top is not a true conventional. It's same guidelines, just not using actually Fannie or Freddie. So it doesn't have those adjustments. So a little bit cheaper in this example, 6.875 rate, 3.125 discount points, pushes the APR to 7.251. And our first true conventional here is a Freddie Mac 6.99 rate, 3.25 discount points, puts the final APR 7.382. So hopefully when the rates go down, you'll probably see the true conventional go up to the top. But right now, this portfolio option is a little bit cheaper. Definitely recommend our customers check that out. And check out our final option here for our true non-QM options. So for the final demo, set up the same setup here. And this time we'll select expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, for investments. So a couple new options pop up. First, our income type, most popular income type and most popular loan for our company here is our DSCR option because it doesn't require any income or employment information from our borrower. Simply use the estimated rents from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value. It stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property will cash flow monthly, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for ratios under one where the property doesn't cash flow. For the demo, I'll use 1.5 so that we can see all the options show up. And finally, prepayment penalty is standard on investment properties for non-QM. 3 years is standard. That's what we'll use. There are options for zero prepay, which will cost more and limit what shows up. And same thing for 5 years. There are some programs that allow 5 years, but it limits what shows up. It does save our customers some money if they want to hold them. 3 years is standard. That shows the most common options here. So let's check out the DSCR rates today. Smoking. Wow, a couple options. Wow, three options under seven. Absolutely amazing. 6.75 rate. 3.4 discount points of cost. Final APR of 7.256 for DSCR option. Beating conventional, beating portfolio. I'd say 100% of investors would take this option. Definitely check out the DSCR and compare it to the other options here. And if we scroll down, there's hundreds of variations. Some of these at higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, may allow different ways to calculate the income, short-term rental income, all kinds of different variations. Check out some of our other episodes or all the different ways we can work the DSCR. Now, let me switch my screen here. We'll get into today's topic for Jose. Our sales manager with 28 years of experience is going to talk about prime jumbo loans. So when we do the live pricer, as always, our deep dive topic is something we can't really do quickly and easily. A prime jumbo loan is a loan that is over the conforming limit, but is still following the typical conventional conforming guidelines. So you see the portfolio option pop up. That is somewhat of a prime jumbo, but not the one Jose is going to talk about today. That's a little more standardized here and uses Oz, right? So I guess, Jose, let's talk about what the difference between Oz is and some of the options that they've seen before. And then let's check out the live demos.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Now, what I want to stress is what is the benefit that we are trying to attain with the Prime Jumbo? And the benefit that we're trying to attain with the Prime Jumbo is automated underwriting guidelines. Because as we know, automated underwriting streamlines the underwriting process. And also, this is a full doc loan option only, also letting you know that. So we definitely need streamlining of the process because, for example, we may have a self-employed borrower and we may be needing a one-year AUS option for our self-employed borrower. And, well, this would be a great way to do it with the Prime Jumbo, which uses AUS. If it gives us the one-year findings, that's all you need to do. And it does give preferential pricing and definitely, like I was saying, streamline underwriting. Now, you do have to note that the maximum LTV for the Prime Jumbo is 89.99%. Now, that does not mean that you will be able to obtain options at the maximum LTV because, you know, the higher the LTV, the higher the cost, and we have to have our options be compliant to the points and fees test. So you will probably not be able to use any options at the maximum LTV unless you're getting a good amount of seller credit to the buyer's closing costs, where then you can apply that seller credit to the loan discount to be paid to buy down the rate. It will not get included in the points and fees test, and you will be in compliance, hopefully, when you pass, when you do your compliance test. So let me share the options I have with you today. So here we go with our first option. Prime Jumbo, Full Doc Primary. And in this case, I was not able to find compliant options for our true Prime Jumbo until we hit 20% down. But when we do hit 20% down, 80% loan to value, look at our great pricing here. Our lowest cost option is 7.125% at just over a 1 point cost. And we can buy that down all the way to 6.625% at a cost of 2.25 points. So this is, again, our Prime Jumbo Full Doc Primary purchase. So now we have our Prime Jumbo Full Doc Second Home purchase. And I did forget to note, when you are running automated underwriting, and specifically it's going to be DU, the only option you're going to run for these Prime Jumbos, you're never going to run LP, you have to get an approved ineligible. The only reason it should be ineligible in the findings is because the loan amount is above the Fannie Mae conforming loan limits. So the approved part will state that your loans, credit, and income meets the guidelines, so you would be good there, but the loan amount doesn't meet the guidelines, which is what makes it ineligible. But that's okay because it'll be eligible for the Prime Jumbo option. So here we have a second home full doc purchase with, again, with 20% down. And here you have our lowest cost option, so the rate does go up a little bit. Lowest cost option is 7.75%. And again, you can buy that down all the way to 6.75%. And this is for a second home, same LTV. So we're at 80% LTV, only 20% down for our second home. This was our primary, just to remind everyone. So it was 7.125 and 6.625. Whereas this one, 6.75 and 7.75. And now our Prime Jumbo Full Doc Investment. Also 20% down. And these are very good rates when you consider this is Full Doc. And this is Investment. And this is still 20% down, aka 80% LTV. And we have 8.25% is our lowest cost option. 7.125% lowest rate option. Now, I wanted to put this in context, right? So these are prime jumbos. So I showed you a full doc option with the minimum down payment of 20%, a second home option with the minimum down payment of 20%, and an investment option also with the minimum down payment also 20%. So now let's look at a non-prime jumbo. Now, still a jumbo loan, still above the Fannie Mae limit for conforming loans in the area. That's what makes it a jumbo loan. But in this case, we're looking at a non-automated underwriting option. So this option is full doc. This option is going to follow the underwriting guidelines of whatever conduit you're choosing to submit the loan to for review. However, it does not use automated underwriting. So no streamline option here, but you will note the LTV is higher. Though this is what we call one of our expanded guideline options, aka non-QM options, right? So here I set this one at 89.9% just in case we were able to attain any prime jumbo options, because 89.9% is the maximum LTV for a prime jumbo. We did not get any prime jumbo options. However, what we did get is an amazing option at 89.9% with lowest cost option interest rate of 8.25% and a lowest rate option of 7.25%. No mortgage insurance applicable, right? And higher LTV. So depending what the needs were of the loan, at the same price of 0.875, this one is at 7.875, and it's a higher LTV. So again, unless I really needed that prime jumbo for something, unless I really needed the automated underwriting to do some magic in the underwriting conditions on this loan, this probably seems like a better option for my full doc borrower if they want higher LTV, which most borrowers would not mind the option. So full doc primary purchase, 10.1% down, non-prime jumbo. And then we have another non-prime jumbo option with 15% down, not as many options as this one. I just put it on here, context. And last but not least, we have one more after this one. So we have a non-prime jumbo full doc investment purchase, 15% down. Now, rates on this one, similar to the prime jumbo investment option, but remember now, this is 15% down, whereas the prime jumbo option I showed you was 20% down. So that one had a slightly lower rate, but this one has higher LTV, which means lower down payment. So 8.75 is at par, 7.125 is the lowest rate option. And our last example to share with you was a prime jumbo full doc primary cash out refi, also at 80%. So interesting program here, right? That the cash out option and the purchase option have the same loan to value. A little bit different rates though, but same loan to value. So here we are at 8.25%, which is our lowest cost option, and all the way down to 6.625% for our lowest rate option for our prime jumbo using AUS full doc primary cash out refi to an 80% LTV. So remember, the highlights of the prime jumbo is automated underwriting, streamlined, approval guidelines. So that's the key to the prime jumbo. But you will note the prime jumbo does have a lower LTV than our expanded guideline full doc jumbos that do not use AUS for underwriting.
All right. Thank you, Jose. I don't see any questions in the chat, so I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Very important to remember. I think one of the most important points there, Jose, is to not do 90% LTV, right? Pretty common mistake. It's 89.99 max. You're not going to get anything at 90, right?
Absolutely. I don't know why they programmed it that way, but yes, sir, 89.99.
And you did get results. It just was not compliant, so they would have to have buy downs or super high credit or some other item to make it compliant.
Yes, theoretically, the guidelines do allow for the maximum 89.99, but yes, as you mentioned, the pricing is not compliant. So the only way you're really going to be able to do that option is if you do have a high amount of seller credit, most likely, because at 89.99, it was like six points the cost to that rate.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap it up then. Remember, 11 a.m. Eastern time every weekday, we do this show where we go through our live mortgage rates and then do a deep dive into a different loan topic. So we'll be back with a new topic tomorrow. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Thank you for the presentation, Jose. We'll see you all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.